BFBS, the Forces Station.
So, first of all, Sophie, for those who haven't actually watched the series yet, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, so 90 Day Fiancé is so good. I've been binge watching it all. It's essentially, it's about 8 Brits who have 90 days from, they meet their partners who aren't from the UK, and 8 Brits meet their partners, and they have 90 days to say, I do.
So basically what happens is...
I made that really complicated.
Yeah, that sounds much more complicated than it is.
So my synopsis, don't let me write a synopsis.
Basically what it is where we have 8 Brits who are wanting to fall in love. They have their partners who they live outside the UK. They come into the UK and they have 90 days to decide whether they say I do to these partners. And they meet them and they hopefully fall in more in love and they hopefully get married.
Yeah, and their partners have moved all the way to UK, just like, you know, they've given up their whole lives in their countries to come and find love, essentially. And it's just amazing seeing the different cultures and the different ways people express love. And there's some really crazy things that happen.
The thing is, I am now on the third episode of the new series and I can't look away.
Oh, so you've met Jose.
I have, exactly. Yes. He is a character.
He is one hell of a character.
Well, Jose, and for anyone who hasn't watched the show, Jose and Luis, I don't know, they keep popping up because they're our favourites, I think. Jose is a Colombian rapper, and he raps a chicken song to Luis to kind of woo her. But, I mean, the stuff that goes on between them is wild. And it's just about different cultures as well, different things that we think are right and wrong from different places. That's what's so amazing about it.
But the thing is that, do you know what, I'm going to try really hard not to be cynical here, but do you not watch this and think, are these people just after a visa?
I'm not going to lie, it's crossed my mind a couple of times. No, but I'm just so wrapped up in it, I'm so invested in it that I'm just choosing to believe that they're
guys, I think it's about love. I think it's about love.
Jamie, you're such a romantic.
Yeah, it's about love, guys, 100%. It's all about love.
The thing is that the other day, Ryan Gosling, he has admitted to being a real big fan of the show. You both clearly watch it. So what do you love so much?
I
think it's hilarious because it's also, for me personally, I'm obsessed with anything reality. And I don't know, I'm just nosy. So seeing like an insight into people's lives is incredible. And then seeing an insight into like romance just makes it even more juicy.
And you guys, because you met on Made in Chelsea, didn't you? So having cameras in your face all the time, does that not make it harder?
I think it definitely makes it harder because it's an entertainment show, right? So the entertainment is focused on the drama. So, I mean, that's quite hard. I mean, like, for example, without giving too much away, this week's episode, there's like a tension between Louisa's son, Jesse, and Jose's like shower routine. So what happens is that you're basically kind of, you're forced into scenarios where you sort of feel like you have to create more drama. And that then creates bad tension within a relationship. So it's good and bad in lots of ways. It makes you talk about your issues much more, but also it creates a bit more drama.
I think it definitely has opened my eyes to a lot of things about dating, that's for sure. But you guys were engaged for 2 years and recently got married. So congratulations to you both.
Thank you so much.
But 90 Day Fiancé, I mean, the whole concept of that seems extremely stressful. So what are your tips for planning a wedding?
Oh my gosh, don't ask me because I didn't follow any of mine, but I would try and just stay calm, stay present, stay romantic and stay looking at like the good things. Don't let the small things, don't sweat the small things. I mean, I wish I followed my own advice, but I didn't, but that's what I would tell them to do.
And also in terms of dating, you know, lots of people out there single, they are looking for, you know, the love of their lives. Have you got any advice for that? And how do you know? Because, I mean, you two, you're so in love with each other. How do you know you found that special person?
Jamie, how do you know?
Well, I think for me, when meeting Sophie, it was just like I just knew sort of straight away. And that was quite strange. And also, I think...
We were buddies. We were friends before. I think that's always a great, you know, starting point because you know you get on with somebody anyway and then the other side sort of comes naturally or it doesn't. Whereas if I think you just meet someone on just attraction, you sometimes then get together and you're like, oh, we don't really click. So being friends is always a good thing.
Also, I think now currently there's too much, people feel like there's too much choice. You have choices on social media or walking down the street or in magazines or on TikTok. And actually that makes us feel like there's always something better. The grass is always greener, and it's never better. The grass is never greener. What you have right in front of you is what's amazing. So I think people should never think that the grass is greener.
I think that's some really good advice there, guys. Thank you.
So deep.
It's very deep. So for someone that, you know, hasn't come across this program before, you know, you've obviously, as I say, completely love it. But in coming so invested in the characters, who are you supporting? Who do you want to see come through the other side of this? You know, hopefully, you know, till death do us part, shall we say?
Oh, I'm gonna stick to it. I want it to be Louise and Jose.
Oh my god!
If they stick it out,
I shouldn't, because Jose's a little bit naughty.
But... Don't give too much away.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, but it's honestly those two.
Just out of entertainment purposes, yeah. I'd like to watch that.
Oh my gosh! Do you know what? I am so against them. I'm rooting for Shane and his partner because,
oh, they're my second two.
They're just too cute for words.
I know. Do you know why we're going for it? We're just being selfish and wanting the entertainment one.
I know. I just like the entertainment.
You just want drama. I can see it right now.
I just want drama. Give me the drama.
Oh, well, thank you both so much for joining us on BFBS, the Forces Station. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
BFBS, the Forces Station.